All right, guys. Matt here.
Ryan here.
Ryan over there. Welcome to the Average Nobody Show, the Average Nobody's podcast, whatever you want to call it. Welcome all our Periscope viewers, which is new. Yeah, I'm definitely angry that they're screwing with us. We'll get to that.
I think it was, yeah.
We'll get to that in a second, guys. But thanks for commenting. I like it. I can see you guys.
Why do you reach your hand out like
that? Grab my hand. Grab my strong hand. Okay, but anyway, let's jump right into it now. I'm shocked. I mean, not really shocked. I guess I've just been kind of like hiding the fact that this is actually like bad for you.
Yeah.
So the World Health Organization has done over 800 studies.
It's a lot.
To prove that processed meats and red meats are carcinogens, which means they cause cancer.
Cancer cause, yep.
Yeah. The shocking thing is not that hot dogs and bacon and fast food burgers cause cancer. I probably knew that eating them.
There's something in there that's just not right.
You probably know that.
Yeah.
But the shocking thing is that they're putting these things in the same, or at least processed meats, cold cuts, things like that. They're putting them in the same categories as cigarettes, as far as cancer causing. That's crazy. That's insane. And I mean, 800 plus studies, there has to be something behind it. You know what I mean?
They wouldn't have released it if it wasn't.
This isn't, let's say this, it's not propaganda, you know,
right.
Like this is happening.
Oh, screw the farmers.
Yeah, no, this is not, I mean, and that's crazy. So, from what I understand, we'll like free range about it in a second. From what I understand from the article, I took away this. They have it broken down into two categories. They have it broken down into whatever you call it, like the first, it's, I guess, category one and then category 2A. So, category one carcinogen is a cigarette. It most definitely causes cancer. You know what I mean? That's what it means.
Right.
Processed meats are in that category. Red meats are in the 2A category, okay, which is probably causes cancer. So you're not really
kind of a lose-lose.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. It's bad either way. It's shocking. I mean, it's like I said, I mean, we know the hot dogs are not good for you.
Right.
We know the cold cuts are not good for you. But now that it's, I mean, now
cancer causing is just a different type of bad. Though it's not like, oh, it's, you know, gain weight and lethargic. No.
Yeah, I would have never thought that. I mean, I know.
I wonder what in it.
I don't know. The thing that gets me is like processed meats. When I hear processed meats, I know there's all types of shit that's going into it. So I know that, yes, that some of that shit's causing cancer. But red meat, like red meat alone, is just meat. Like
right.
It's just like if I cut a steak off of a cow and I cooked it and ate it, then that steak is eventually going to cause me cancer. Now they say it by having a steak, it's not going to give you cancer. And by eating, you know what I mean,
well, it's the same thing by smoking one cigarette, you're not going
to exactly. You know what I mean, everything in moderation, right? So, but that's still crazy to me that stuff causes cancer. This is like that coming out is like kind of like a. Like change your diet type of like realization, like that's serious.
Wow.
And I wonder now. And I was talking to Schwartz. Schwartz originally brought this up to me. I was talking to Schwartz, and I was saying like, now I wonder if they're gonna have like a Surgeon General's warning, like on
all beef.
Yeah, like you know what I mean. Like
yeah,
I mean, like,
I think it'll
like cigarette boxes,
that way, yeah.
Right?
The thing that I want to know is what prompted this. You know, there's always something that prompts the government to intervene and. In the World Health Organization to look in, like, why now?
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's not true, but it's why now? Like, what made these people?
I think it's a combination of a few things. I think it's, like the health, I don't want to say craze.
But Michelle Obama's really into
you know,
that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so the other thing is, too, I'm sure these studies go farther back than the Obama administration.
Yeah.
I'm sure it didn't take a year for them to do a study on whether a steak causes cancer or not, you know?
If they've known, they've known for a while.
So,
they just haven't released it.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is stuff they've been gathering probably for a long time. Mm-hmm. So you look at that and you say, all right, so this has been going – this is like they've been like cooking this up for a long time and now they finally released it with some good evidence, 800-plus studies. I mean it's going to be hard to dispute something like that. So it's – but then it comes down to the thing. It's like a lot of things we do now like cause cancer. Like I'm sure there's stuff in diet soda. Like I'm
literally
sure they've already said it.
Sitting outside in the sun.
Like yeah, causes cancer. I mean there's something that's just like
– I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to change anything.
It's not. It's. I mean, let's be real. I should not be having as much Taco Bell as I eat. I should not be having as much like fast food as I eat. But as far as like steaks and things go, it's gonna be. I mean, I want to cut back, but it's gonna be tough too. I mean, I like burgers. Like I like hooking on the grill burgers. I fucking love hot dogs.
Yeah.
And hot dogs are fucking terrible for you. They're in the class one. I mean, it's like, it's shitty. I mean,
maybe you'll just feel worse about eating it now.
I'm definitely going to feel worse about eating three hot dogs at a sitting, so.
Well,
and Spikes is, you know, yeah. Spikes is going to get a little more dicey going there, but I love Spikes.
So you have to go in with, like, a hazmat suit.
Yeah. I'm going to have to. Enter at your own risk. Have to filter all my hot dogs, you know. I mean, there are alternatives. That's the other thing. I mean, you got turkey burgers. You have turkey hot dogs. You know, it is what it is.
I actually like turkey burgers.
I'm a big fan of turkey burgers. I would never oppose a turkey burger. Like, if someone said, I only have turkey burgers, I'm not going to say I'm not going to eat that.
Right.
It's good. It's pretty good. And for a while, I was doing turkey burgers. You could do turkey meatballs. I know Schwartz makes turkey meatballs.
It's just, it's weird, like, with the consistency is gross.
Yeah, cooking it doesn't stick together as well.
No.
I think it's the lack of fat, right? It's the fat, right?
The fat is like the bonding agent.
What do you guys think on Periscope? What do you guys think of the meat shit that's going on? Meat. How many of you are beating your meat?
Oh no.
Even veggies can kill.
I know. I threw a potato at my brother and cracked him in the head with it. Is that what you mean?
I don't think so.
Bacon is delicious. You are absolutely correct, sir. And if
I ever ran for president, that would be my slogan.
They put the worst three things in the category of like when they showed like the little diagram of like the whatever the first category of shit is. It's like, ma'am. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Sorry, ma'am. Anyway, I can't read your name from this far away. I'm sorry. They put the two worst things, bacon and hot dogs. It's like the two things. I'm like, you're just killing me. You're killing me here. That means I can't have any more bacon-wrapped hot dogs.
That's not what that means. I mean, maybe. You know what? Have you tried? Did I tell you about the string cheese recipe? It's like homemade bacon mozzarella sticks.
No. Oh, you did. Yes. For our listeners and for the good people at Periscope, hot dogs are pretty gross. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're made of gross stuff.
They taste good, though.
I love hot dogs. I love them. They're so good.
Are you a boiled hot dog guy?
I can go either way.
Right. See, I can too. A lot of people can't do the boiled. I can do the boiled.
Hot dog from a cart?
Oh, God. Hot water?
Wrapped in the tin foil at a baseball game?
Yeah. Give me it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so no. So
it's like a bacon mozzarella stick.
Meat does taste good. Yep. I don't know if you're trying to get me to say that. I don't know if you're trolling me, but meat is delicious.
So it's basically you get string cheese and you freeze it for a couple hours. And then you take it out. And you put a thin coat of, like, oil on it.
Yeah.
And then you wrap that in bacon.
Yep.
And then you put that in the frying pan. Okay. I'm sorry, you don't put the oil on the string cheese. You put the oil in the pan.
Oh, okay.
So with the frozen string cheese, you wrap the bacon around it, and then you fry the
bacon. So it gives the bacon time to cook while the cheese is melting.
Yeah.
That's genius.
And it's dangerously good.
So what do you think the World Health Organization would say about that?
You gonna die.
It's,
sir, don't do it.
You gonna die.
You're just eating a huge piece of bacon. Wrapped in cheese.
Maybe it's like if you eat only processed meats and steaks and red meat, maybe it's okay. It's fine.
The only reason I think I'm okay is because I'm a huge chicken guy.
Yeah.
All kinds of chicken.
True.
I eat more chicken than anything.
And it seems like, at least for this year, chicken is not a carcinogen.
If chicken gets in, what am I going to do? I'm just going to eat lettuce and carrots.
Kale and lettuce. Kale, by the way, kale is not good.
No. I almost got the frozen kale, like the bagged veggies. Yeah. I was like,
You gotta prepare. Apparently, you have to prepare it the correct way because every time I've tried kale, not good. When I was in Austin last year for South by Southwest, I went in an Uber and they gave me a bag of like goodies, and one of the goodies was kale chips. It's basically like,
was it bad?
It was bad. It was really bad. It was gross. It was like I was chewing like grass, but like grass with dirt attached to it. It was disgusting.
Dirty
I
grass.
Mean, it was a kale. It was a, what is his name?
Tips on how to avoid feeling guilty eating that type of meat.
You just probably don't think about it, or you get really, and I don't know how old you are, but get really drunk. And I can guarantee when I'm drunk and I'm on my way home from the bar, there's nothing that's going to stop me from going to Taco Bell. Yeah, close your eyes and chew. Pretty much.
Yep.
There's no force on this earth that could stop me from going to Taco Bell when I'm drunk.
No.
They could tell me that they're poisoning my burrito, and I'm still
like
going
arsenic.
To eat it.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be like, which side did you poison? I'm going to push that aside, and I'm going to go ahead.
I'll mix it with the good. It'll probably be okay.
Give me extra mild sauce. I'll be fine.
I think the best way to go is ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, obviously you don't want to get cancer. That'd be stupid.
No.
But at the same time, the more you read into it, like I know myself, the more I would read if I saw that tweet, I saw the headline. I'm like, all right, that's all I need to know. I don't want to read into it. I don't want to know how much causes it.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah, and everything in moderation.
Yep.
I mean, if you're eating 20 steaks a day, cancer probably wasn't your biggest worry.
No,
you know?
Definitely not. No, your arteries
like
are shutting down long before that.
Exactly. So you eat it in moderation. I mean,
yeah.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of things that cause cancer now, and they're finding more and more every day.
Well, it's just stuff that's being brought to light now. You know, I mean, we have the science and technology to show. I mean, that it's just I mean,
I'm actually kind of glad. If there's a silver lining, it's that it's happening in late October. If this happened in like March,
oh my god,
going into grilling season,
oh forget it,
I'd be heartbroken.
That way, at least if the people that really want to be hardcore and like not eat red meat anymore, at least they can like work their way up now to grill season where they can have stuff ready, like more vegetables, more turkey burgers and things like that. But I don't know.
I mean,
that
you can still
would be
do
awful.
The chicken, the pork.
Yeah.
Where's pork on there? Like pork chops?
I think, and I might be wrong. If anybody on Periscope knows, I'm pretty sure that pork fits into red meat. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure if anybody wants to correct me. Or if anyone wants to Google it quick, I'm pretty sure the pork fits into red meat because bacon.
Yeah, it's the same animal.
Bacon is a processed meat.
The other
white meat. Yeah,
it's the same animal though, right? It's a pig.
Pig. Yeah, pig's bacon and pork chops.
Hot dog.
I mean, I don't know what a hot dog comes from.
It's
a hot dog
ass.
Could be a pig anus and dog and cat. I don't know, but it's still delicious. Yeah, see, that doesn't stop me, though. I'm going to go to Spike's right after this and get a pizza dog.
No, it's closed.
Pig assholes. Yeah.
It is,
yeah,
though.
I mean, it is. It is. It's disgusting. But you're right. That hot dog water.
Oh, bathing it.
Oh, my God. There's nothing like a hot dog from a ball game. Or
that and, like sausage and pepper.
Oh, my God.
I can't not get a sausage and pepper
sandwich.
Well, anyway. Speaking of, like, the processed meats, though, a Sonic, I don't know if... Wherever you guys are from, what does that say?
It's considered red meat when cooked.
Yeah.
Bathe in it.
But I don't know where you guys are from, but there's a Sonic that just opened up on my not like off of the main street, like 2 minutes from me.
Yeah,
and we don't have a Sonic in Rhode Island. We're from Rhode Island, so
our first Sonic
in
Liverpool. Whoa, that's dope. Hey,
from staying up late or up early.
Yes.
Depending on what kind of life you live.
Toronto. Hey. We the North. Raptors. Raptors fan? I don't blame you if you're not. Okay.
That's good enough. It's better than no.
Yeah. London. Whoa. What is this? We the North. That's right. We the North.
Hey, you even got the purple logo.
Yeah, I like it. But anyway, so yeah. A new Sonic just opened where we're at. If you don't know what Sonic is.
It's a fast food chain. Kind of like a Burger King, but it's also mixed with like an old school type vibe. So what you do is you drive up to like almost like you're going through a drive thru, but you put your order in and people come out from inside the restaurant and bring you your food, like on roller skates. And it's like an old twist on fast food. And the food's good, but it's fast food. It's no better, no matter what anybody says, it's no better or worse than any other fast food. But driving home the last 2 days, there have been cops all over the place directing traffic.
Yeah.
Like, trying to swing people in, swing people out, and I'm like,
even...
what is wrong with you people?
This
There's
is...
a Taco Bell and a KFC 4 seconds from there.
So, our friend, I think, from Toronto just said that he gets the commercials.
The Sonic?
But he says he's jealous. I mean, for a while, that's what Sonic was to us. We used to get the commercials, but we didn't have any around here. Like, the closest one was in, like, New Jersey.
Mm.
But if you remember correctly, a couple of years ago when Chick-fil-A, we had a Chick-fil-A open around here, too, which is kind of uncommon. It's a southern thing. When Chick-fil-A opened, Warwick Bald Hill Road was jammed. Like, that's a big road, too.
It's still it. I went there a couple months ago.
And it's still busy?
Just a random Tuesday night, it is just, it's jam-packed. But Chick-fil-A, I think, is above and beyond any other fast food.
Chick-fil-A is so good.
It's so good. Everything. Their sauce, their fries, their sodas, their lemonade.
The lemonade. So good.
I'd stab somebody with that lemonade.
That, I'm going to eventually go over and try the Sonic. I'll eventually go over there and try it. I have no desire to be waiting in line. Chick-fil-A is life.
Chick-fil-A really is.
That sauce. That sauce is life. I love American food. We love it, too.
It's American food is so addicting. Whether it's like the grease or like, I don't know what it is.
Like, there's nothing I pick out when I come over. Nice. What's your favorite thing to eat? What's your favorite American food thing to eat?
Me binoculars.
Yeah. It's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, they really are.
I've been to Italy a few times, and it's crazy, like, the differences. Like, even in Italy, a big, like, known for, like, eating. I mean, we ate pretty good, but it's not, like, American portions.
American is the king of the leftovers.
Yeah, if
even at home, though, when me and Holly eat.
Chili's, you have no idea how much we and our friends love Chili's. Chili's is the shit.
Chili's is awesome.
And honestly, it's probably one of the worst places for you. It's the burgers there.
Ultra processed.
Yeah. Crazy, like almost 2,000 calories just for the burgers. But they are so delicious. It's insane.
Texas cheese fries.
Oh, my God. Everything. The chili at Chili's is delicious.
They're like a really good example of just knowing what you do good. Like, they don't try too hard. They're not trying to do all these crazy fancy dishes. Burgers, quesadillas, fajitas.
Yeah, exactly. You're on holiday. You're on vacation. New York a few times, and the starters were like the UK main course.
If you ever go to a restaurant in the United States and get a nachos as an appetizer, it is like
it's like
a 3-course meal. It's insane.
Yeah, like a pile, like this big. My girlfriend Lindy and I, went to Capitol Grill for like a little celebration dinner.
Of course, I had steak and lobsters.
No, thank you. I'll spread the cheer to her.
I thought I said not congratulations.
So we went to the Capitol Grill and we got an appetizer. And the guy, we asked him, it was like, it's for two people. And I'm like, all right, perfect. Because we didn't want to get like a huge, like,
because you want to enjoy your dinner.
Yeah. So we got the appetizers. Hi from Ukraine. What up, Ukraine?
Hey, Ukraine. Thanks for joining us.
So we got the appetizer, calamari. This plate was enormous.
Really?
We literally could not eat like a quarter of it because we wanted to still eat our dinner, you know. And we didn't want to wrap it up because calamari's sitting for that long, like through dinner, like
that's not good.
Put it in the fridge. So I didn't want to leave it out. It was good, but so much, such a waste. I mean, it was crazy.
How was the steak? Worth it?
Oh my God,
unreal.
And I was like, how would you prepare that? And like Lindy's like, no, don't get it medium rare. Like it's too pink, whatever. I love it medium rare. And so he's like, oh, our chefs prefer that you have it medium rare. Perfect. Sign me up. It was two, like, 4-ounce medallion sirloins and a, hey, what's going on? Matt Schwartz, everybody. We got Ukraine in the house. We got Toronto.
London.
Liverpool, London. Sorry. Am I missing anywhere else? Anywhere from the States?
Israel.
No.
Everybody's dead.
Yeah, so it two 4-ounce medallion steaks with lobster tails on top. Two little lobster tails. It was perfect. And we got a side of lobster mac and cheese. Fort Worth, Texas. Nice. Awesome. We got America in the house now. Got the states representing. Longhorns fan?
Where's Fort Worth?
Dallas? Yeah, I don't know. Where's Fort Worth in Texas?
I think it's Dallas, right near Dallas.
Is it right near Dallas? Oh, yeah, okay.
Maybe a Mavericks fan.
Hey.
See, Dirk went as a...
Are you in an interview?
No, this is just a podcast that we're doing. Yeah, thank you. Podcast.
Yeah, the...
Hey, guys, feel free to follow us. I know that this Periscope is going through... Thanks for the love. Thanks for the hearts.
Neighbor of Dallas, basically about 15, 20 miles away.
Awesome. Oh, sweet. All right, so... Cool.
Hopefully a Mavericks fan.
But like I said, right now this is periscoping through my personal Twitter account, which is Matt from RI. But if you want to go ahead and follow us, I don't know if you can see it on the board, but it's Average Nobodies is our Twitter handle. It's at Average Nobodies. But anyway, yeah, so back to, yeah. So Sonic, it's the crazy, it's probably going to be like that for another month.
Yeah, I drove by, obviously after work, 6 o'clock, it was crazy. Coming here around 8,
yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
The only good thing is the way the road's set up is they're right, they have literally the two lanes are okay, and then there's just one lane for Sonic. So
yeah.
Where it would be the breakdown lane or the right only lane.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're trying to get to D'Angelo's,
you're screwed.
You're screwed. You're waiting in the Sonic line.
D'Angelo's must be pissed.
Oh, and KFC and Taco Bell. Although, you know what, KFC?
Well, the KFC Taco Bell is like, there's no good of either. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what's the worst at KFC? The goddamn chicken.
Yeah.
Their chicken, like boned-in chicken, is god awful.
Yeah, because I think
it's all skin.
I think it's because it has to be something with it being a Taco Bell KFC, because if you get anything from Taco Bell, anytime I get a chalupa or anything like that, the shell is always stale. It's always like,
yeah,
it's stale, it's not right. The soft taco shells are always stale. Nope, not a big fan. I'm a huge fan of Taco Bell. I could take or leave KFC.
I don't like it. I like KFC's wedges and mashed potatoes and
the potato wedges are good.
Biscuits.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, should we get on to Walking Dead?
I think so.
Hey, so anybody who's in the Periscope right now, we're gonna start talking Walking Dead, just so you know. And it was a very emotional last episode. So if you don't mind spoilers,
it's a big spoiler.
Taco meat must come out of a squirt tube. I actually think
it might, like, kind of like cake frosting.
I actually think it's a plastic bag it comes out of. I don't think you're too far off. I think it's a plastic bag. You don't get biscuits in the UK. That is awful. Biscuits are
what?
Biscuits are amazing.
How do you not get biscuits?
If you come to the States or anywhere that has biscuits, Oh, so like, do you get them or
is it like a cookie, like a dessert different? Cookie?
Anyway, well, I guess maybe if it's an American thing, it's different. I don't know, but anyway, Walking Dead. So anybody who's in here, you are going to get. Tea biscuits they eat.
I like tea biscuits.
Anyway, so Walking Dead.
You've been forewarned.
You've been warned. Glenn's dead. The fuck, man?
Yeah.
I don't get it. And I know, so sad. It's ridiculous.
And you know, the only thing is, like, you know eventually it's going to happen. Your favorite TV characters die.
I don't know. I don't think he is. We'll get into that.
But the way, if he's dead, like legitimately dead, where he's not going to be alive anymore in the series from this point on, I think it was kind of a shitty way to put. He was in the first ever episode or the second ever episode.
Yeah, it's
and like the way his transformation for me is on par with Carol as far as going from like that nerdy kid with the baseball cap who was too big to being like this
driving the Dodge Charger.
He's not necessarily he's like a badass, but at the same time he's not like Rick, where Rick is clearly kind of gone off the deep end.
Yeah, definitely.
Glenn still tries to have some humanity. He saved that guy who eventually is going to cost him his life, I guess.
Yeah. Glenn is the one of the characters in the show, one of the best characters where you can see, like, Carol has kind of gone off the deep end or has kind of just, like, come into her own as a psychopath. Rick definitely has gone off the deep end. Yeah, I know. I did read that in the comments that he dies.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
that.
You. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. It watch the episode anyway. I mean, it was really
if you
good.
Do watch Walking Dead, I would watch it as soon as possible because you're not going to be able to go online anyway.
Yeah, I'm surprised you made it this long, honestly. Because
in the comics, he gets beat with Negan, right, with the baseball bat?
Something, yeah. He gets his head beaten in. So he's one of the characters that he really, like, you can, like, when you watch him now, he's such, like, a mature, like, he does things, like, very systematically, and he's very mature, and he grew
reliable
up a lot.
Yeah.
You could tell he grew up in this system, you know what I mean? Like, Rick's system in the groups, the original group system, but he hasn't lost his humanity.
Right.
He hasn't. And that's why he's such a good character, and everybody loves him, because that's why. He hasn't lost his humanity. He has a wife. I mean, he has Maggie. The one thing that got me about his death... Yeah, he's always been a rock of a character. You're right. Absolutely. The one thing I didn't get out about his death is nobody will know what happened to him. If that's how he died, and I don't think he did, nobody will know what happened to him. He just disappeared.
Well, because under that, I mean, they would rip him to shreds if that's how it
happens. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the only thing with... So do you want to get to what...
Yeah. Okay. Let's go for it.
So there's a couple things that makes me think that he's not dead yet, but he will be dead by the end of the season.
Okay.
So that's what I think is going to happen. I think he's alive, but like if you look at it, when he was on the ground, they were ripping him apart.
Yeah.
You're dead. You're not like, ah.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I think what happened was the guy who shot himself
was
on top of him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think he's going to get bit. He'll be able to crawl under the dumpster and get away somehow, but he'll be bit. He'll get to say goodbye to Maggie and then die there.
Sure. I can see that.
Which is kind of like a double, like, punch to the stomach. Because you're watching there and you're like, wait a minute, he's dead? And then he comes back. And then he really dies. Because you know he's really... I mean, I'm sorry, but I read a good article today where they had the shot from up above.
Yeah.
And they're like, if he survives this without getting at least bit, you've kind of just... You've thrown a huge wrench into how the zombie... Because they had that tracking shot.
Yeah.
And it's like, if he survives that, then anyone can survive anything. Like, the whole point is these zombies are supposed to be a real threat. Not that you can just miraculously...
Yeah, you're right.
Get away.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. I didn't really think of that, honestly, but you're right. He has to be bit. He has to be at least bit if he's still alive. And I think that you're right. I think that what they'll do is he gets out of it, right? He rolls under the dumpster. He's underneath the guy. He rolls under the dumpster. He's covered in blood, so they can't really, like, smell him out. He rolls under the dumpster. He makes it back to Alexandria, like, shockingly. Like, it doesn't – just randomly. But then it reveals that he's been bit, or wherever he's been.
I think he's going to have the arc that the random guy was trying to have that episode. The guy who wrote the letter and was going to have Michonne give it to his girl. And he's like, before you, I was nothing, but you know, you were everything to me. I just wanted to tell you one last time. I think he's going to live that character's journey.
The other thing why I know I'm almost certain he's not dead is what our friend from Toronto just said. I'm sorry, what is your name, our friend from Toronto? What is your name? Well, anyway,
I'll never give her a name.
Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. At the end of the episode on Talking Dead, they did not give Glenn a memorial thing.
He wasn't in the in memoriam.
You didn't watch the episode?
I saw the episode, not Talking Dead.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so they didn't give him
in memoriam. Yeah. He wasn't in it. And he wasn't on Talking Dead. Every time a major character dies, they're in studio.
Yes. My mom is, just so you know, Michelle and everybody that's here, my mom is an absolute Walking Dead freak. Loves Walking Dead. Watches pretty much the entire series up until... like the new season when it comes out. Like, she's a nut. Really? She watches it all the time. She watches, like, we watch The Office. She watches Walking Dead. Knows every, like, twist turn. Remembers every character. Knew exactly who the wolf guys were that met Morgan last season in the woods.
Really?
Knew exactly who the... Yeah. Knows all those guys. That's what she said. She said, if he's not on Walking Dead, then he's not dead.
No.
If he's not
too big of a character.
He's not dead.
And I think that's... And it's funny because... Did you know that this season is based off... It all takes place in one day?
No.
Yeah. So this season is all one day. And they interviewed like one of the executive producers or whoever, and he's like, I understand the outrage and the being mad or sad or whatever, but he's like, you should need to treat this like you've watched a quarter of a movie.
Yeah.
Like every season to us is like a movie. And you've watched a quarter of it, and there's still three quarters to go. So he's not, you know, you have your right to be mad and sad and angry, and this is stupid, but at the same time, it's three episodes. There's still 9 or 10 episodes left.
Yeah.
And it takes place over one day. So I can see them doing this kind of season. So basically, season 6 is the day Glenn dies.
Sure.
Okay. Which would be kind of cool.
That would be pretty cool. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and shows what he does that whole day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which they've never done that for a character.
I loved the scene kind of playing into it's a one day thing. I loved the scene. Or the second episode, when Carol puts in the casserole, sets a timer. Like, all the shit that happened in that 45 minutes or whatever the hell it was. Like, that overrun of the place. It's just insane.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. That was awesome.
Time is very important in this episode.
Sure.
You see, like, Glenn has the watt, you know, the thing that Herschel gave him.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. It's a different take. It's like Walking Dead, especially with its ratings, could easily just... fall apart into this like ultra gory, you know, no plot, no character type thing. But they have really turned it around into a really character driven type of show, which is cool.
It really.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But the only thing is next week is a 90-minute Morgan episode.
Yeah. And you know what? I like Morgan.
Which
I
is
really
like a flashback.
I really
don't think
liked...
it's going to tie into this season. I think it's going to be a flashback to where he's been.
Okay. Okay.
To like how
his journey from
like how he got to this insane martial artist with the goddamn walking stick.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's a cool journey. I like Morgan as a character. I just hate that he's such a bitch about everything. Like it's one thing, but dude, that guy was gonna kill you. Like,
and he almost killed Rick because he got the gun.
Yep, he gave the gun. He let him get away with the gun. That's awful. Like you can't like he's like. I mean, I told you, I texted you earlier. I was like, he's like Ollie. He's gonna fuck up something. He already almost killed Rick.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna fuck up something. I just think Rick is such a badass now. Like
he shot those guys and like no questions asked. Not like where are you? Where are you from? Boom, boom.
Yeah,
dead.
No, dead. And then the people walking
automatic.
Oh my god! And now what's the deal with him now? He's like he's in a trailer with all these walkers, and this thing won't start.
Yeah, I don't know. Another big cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Especially for episode 3, like that could have been a season finale.
I know. I think that would have absolutely been a season finale. Like Glenn cliffhanger, like is he dead? Is he not? Rick being ambushed by himself, definitely a good like. But it's been awesome. Walking Dead's been great.
Yeah.
Sunday's
the best night for TV.
I don't. Yeah, it's awesome. Especially this week. I unfortunately didn't watch Hell in a Cell yet, but
it was good.
I'm gonna get back to it. I love that Del Rio's back.
Watch last night. Last night's Raw was the best Raw of this year.
I saw you tweet
far.
That. I saw you tweet that.
It was so amazing. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't. He can't be dead. That
no,
doesn't make sense.
I don't think he's dead. I think they're gonna do something cool with it. The series has been so good, and this season has been awesome. Can't get it. But is the two people that are in here right now are the one person? Michelle, you still in here? Anyway,
I thought you reached your hand out.
Yeah, I don't think he's dead. I think we can wrap it up there.
Oh.
I mean, so processed meats, red meats, no good or whatever. You missed it. We talked about it for like a half hour.
Can't eat anything. So processed meats are bad, but you know, all the Hostess cupcakes are fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if that's true.
I don't think it's fine.
I don't think Slim Jims count as processed meats either.
No, I think they're the definition of processed
meats. I think I can eat Slim Jims. It's fine. It's fine. Slim Jims are fine. But anyway, so this has been the Average Nobody Show / podcast. Michelle, we would love it if you followed us on Twitter.
We'll give you a follow back.
We're at Average Nobodies. If you just follow my personal account right on here, Matt from RI. I'll direct you to our Average Nobody's account. We do this pretty much every week. We try to at least. Sometimes it can be about The Walking Dead and meats causing cancer. Other times it can be about whatever. We'd love to like get feedback from you. If you want to come back and podcast with us.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm Matt.
I'm Ryan.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Have a good night, everybody.
Peace.